So, what is light after all? Just a bit of theory.
I mean, light is an energy. And, of course, we look at light and we think, oh, it's just light. But everything is light. If you think about building blocks for the spiritual world, it's built of light, colour, sound, higher vibrations. So, effectively, the more spiritually developed you are becoming, the more light there is in your body. We could say light quotient, that's often termed in, you know, very spiritual books. And if you get a higher and higher percentage of light in your cells, in your tissues, your body, in your chakras, everything, then you can anchor more spirit. A spirit can't live in lesser degrees of light or shadow or, you know, trapped light. And light technology, or, you know, meditations to do with light, is an extremely complicated subject. So we're being very simplistic. I mean, the human race is at the early stages of understanding light as an energy field. So I'm going to give you a few light meditations, but like I said, there are potentially hundreds of thousands we could do. One we'll start with, I think, is probably start with the light in your liver. Why is it called the solar plexus chakra, that area? Why? Solar plexus. Solar. Because we once were able to absorb the light directly from the sun through our solar plexus chakra. We could live off light and absorb it. And the spleen and the liver were important organs to absorb sunlight. How do we absorb sunlight now in our liver? Through the food. Either plant absorbs sunlight, mixes it with carbon dioxide and water to create glucose. We plants, or even if you eat an animal, that animal eventually down the food chain ate a plant. So you're actually then breaking down the sugars in your liver into free energy. Well, you're doing it in all your tissues, but the liver is most important. And releasing the light that's stored in the glucose. So you're doing the reverse of what the plant does. That light is literally sunlight. And it's visible, if you were clairvoyant, in your liver cells. That light is carried, or stored, I should say, in phosphorus bonds, which is part of ATP molecules. Phosphorus is the kind of light that you have in matchstick heads. But another key metal needing to harness that light, to release it from the sugar, is magnesium. Magnesium, if you ever burnt it, burns with this intense white, bright flare. You know, like in the military, in movies, where they light up the sky in the night. That's a magnesium flare. That light is burning in your liver. Now, if your liver, and a lot of people, what you can do is ask to visualize the quality and the amount of the light in your liver. And if you have a healthy amount of light, your liver you'll feel like there's light in there. You see, if you close your eyes, you can imagine light inside your body. A lot of people have a kind of imprisoned light in their liver. Imprisoned as in it's stuck. It won't flow. It feels trapped by life. And that's the equivalent of Promethean karma, being trapped by obligations, by sacrifice, by martyrdom, by giving your energy to others. Part of your light literally feels consumed or trapped. A lot of people's light is feeding others before themselves, like a sort of etheric astral parasite. Or, of course, the light may be quite dim in your liver. So we'll start with that and see where you get to. And then to rebuild the light in your liver, we can ask to recharge it with more magnesium. As a starting point, you can also ask to activate more phosphorus to be able to store more light in your liver. And the other key metal is iron. The liver stores 1 gram of iron. That iron then goes into the red blood cells through the bone marrow, And iron is also carrying a spark of light. Every all your red blood cells. So let's see how that feels. So first take a few breaths to let go of the day, your journey here, and just be in the present. Imagine you may already sense that you're focused in your third eye, but imagine you're a little white being in your third eye, a focus of consciousness. And when you're ready, imagine you're descending down some stairs, spiraling down into your liver and generally into your solar plexus. And ask to visualize, or imagine you are visualizing the light. How light filled is your solar plexus and liver? Does it feel shadowy and dark, or nice and bright? Start feeling that your liver needs more light. So ask to absorb more light directly from the plant kingdom, from the earth, as if you can extract more efficiently the light that is in plants. Just visualize the food you're eating contains light. And that light goes into your liver. There's no limit to how much light energy that you can have in your liver from the plants. Almost as if when you eat a piece of food, you're eating the whole field and the equivalent energy within all those plants. And then visualize with phosphorus in your mind as a word. Visualize that the light in your liver and solar plexus, how precious it is, how important it is that you store it and keep it and use it in your life and not just simply waste it or give it away to others. Ask to sense how much has your light been lost karmically to others, and if so, project phosphorus to reprogram your light so that you keep it for your own journey in life. As if phosphorus lights your way. Then visualize the light in your liver is carried into your blood through little particles of iron. And as that happens, ask to sense the balance of light and dark in your blood. Is your blood containing enough nice fizzy white light? Sense the more light there is in your blood, the more joy you have in your life. That light in your blood dispels depression, pushes away the shadow and melancholy.
Any feedback from there?
Someone?
Lightheaded. You're really lightheaded, did you?
That's pure, you see. There's more going on than there won't be time to explain. But for example, when you try to keep your own light, you often remove, clear out luciferic entities, which I won't fully explain. Whenever there's things in your life that you haven't changed or transformed, that becomes a very heavy black energy in the blood and the liver. That's what we call melancholy, buried things in the subconscious. Increasing the amount of light activates a sort of iron will to overcome everything, to free yourself from anything that you haven't finished, and so on and so forth. So I think what we'll do is we'll just change tack and activity. You can visualize anything as if it's made of white light. And whenever you visualize any object or any activity as just purely made of white light, it transforms it. It raises its vibration and it gives your awareness, a consciousness, a connection to its true nature. Because your body sense, you're looking at the world as too dense and coarse, whereas actually it's a world of energy. It's a bit like those Matrix films. If you open your eyes properly, then everything is energy and blueprint. And when you connect to that side of reality, then that's talking to you. It's two-way. You can transform things. You have the powers, as it were, of Neo. Let's think of each of us, think of an activity, and we'll visualize it in terms of white light. So I'm going to visualize reading and writing. You know, I can read and write, but if I visualize reading a book and writing a book as if the book is made of white light, my pen is made of white light, the words are white light. Don't worry about, how can you see white light? No, on a white light page. Don't worry about that. If you visualize every part of the publication as white light, it changes something. What would you like to visualize? Well, actually, why don't you relate it to your occupation? So, as well. But why don't you meet to visualize that whenever you're cleaning your house, everything is white light. The rug is white light, the Hoover is white light. Really imagine the wiping, the cleaning process, white light. And you'll be surprised, something will come up. And then you can also visualize, yoga, that your body is made of white light, and specifically your tendons and your ligaments, joints, are white light. And that will give you a sense of extra blueprints in every posture. You can, the ones who are doing Reiki, work and healing work, you can visualize you're projecting white light into the patient who is made of white light. And then you start connecting to the source of the energy. And what else did you do?
Violin.
Oh yeah, well visualize the violin is made of white light. The bow, the strings, everything. The music, the parchment, everything's white light. And you can imagine your astrology chart is white light. Everything in there is white light. And it will connect it to the planets in a more living way. I mean, you can imagine your house is made of white light.
Situations as well.
Situations, that's right. You can imagine your homeopathic consultation case taking is all white light, and your case history notes are white light. Because what you'll find when you do that, it's interesting, it's as if you're shining a light into the layers of their life. You're shining a light into their story. So it's not just a case history, it's a living vibrational record that starts changing as soon as you start recording it or asking about it, analysing it. And of course visualise the homeopathic pills remedies bottle is all white light. Yoga. Imagine those teenagers that you're, you know, grappling with are made of white light. Right? And same, you're healing, you know, energy coming out white. Imagine the parcels of white light. Your IT systems and computer systems, all white light. The letters, you know, the couriers, UPS, DHL, they're all made of white light. And Judy, you could imagine your path is white light, just made of white light. And imagine where that path is and how, and illuminate it with more light, you know, like street lamps. What did you do again?
Well, it's
pieces. Oh, yeah, yeah. But imagine your bones are made of white light.
Okay.
Because you said you don't do anything right now.
Well, I'm doing quite a few things, but there's a few things that, you know, bring me together.
Right, well, imagine those activities in white light. And then if there's any other activities you want to add into the mix, you know, like you're watching a movie, you're eating food, you know, it's all made of white light. So, visualize then, gaining your bubble of light. Again, imagining in your third eye, but this time it's like there's a laser beam, both a laser beam and a telescopic attachments, as if you can extend that white light outwards from your third eye. And visualize key activities in your life as explained. But this time imagine they are made completely of white light. Make that white light as bright as and intense as possible. then obviously you can carry on with that one as well. But then imagine this room where we are, this meditation place, is made of white light. As you visualize the room and everyone in it, white light, sense you realize there are other vibrations that you cannot see that have appeared in your consciousness. These include doorways, portals to other realities present in this room. Just by imagining it as white light. So get some feedback there, that'd be interesting for me. I mean, most of you could feedback something about Rita.
I wanted to paint my whole house white.
Mm. You heard that, Sanj. Yeah.
Next time up.
And
what I felt was to beam bright light from me into things and people on me.
Mm.
Try to connect the light in the universe.
Mm. Good. Too much light. Okay.
I visualize my family made by all white light. And the art and my brain.
They are busy for making my house light, and I forgot my family to make light, so I will do it.
I was collecting the food for the family and washing it with a new bright white light, and then the food got really bright. And we shared it with the family, and we ate it, and everything started to really get really bright, and the feeling was great.
I started my body, but it didn't want to stay there, it just wanted everything else to become bright, white light.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, boundaries were sort of weren't there. There's no separations of body, breath.
Okay, good.
And then, you know, work and computers and
surprised.
But the light projected from my third eye was really strong, like a searchlight. The image on the room merged with everything into light. I was, I think, surprised how easy it was to be light.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw light for the earth, for my family, lots of things I saw in my life, and for my artwork, and for my bones, all the doctors who helped me, and light for all the wars happening. Nature,
okay, good. Well, let's do one that's is a kind of general technique whenever you're having to make a choice, which of course happens a lot, and sometimes it's an important choice, you know, like a path, life path choice that changes, you know, your reality. You've got, you know, several important decisions to make, or it might be what to choose to eat tonight. No. Can be so ordinary choices, and what you can do is several. You can imagine a path of light, and that path forks into multiple paths, and each one going to a different choice. And you're at the junction and asked to be shown which is the best path, the path that leads to the best, you know, spiritual. Less karma, you know, higher evolution, seems to light up more than the others, which sort of go a bit dim. So that's one, using light. Another one is to imagine a bonfire of white light, and you throw each of the choices into that bonfire, and the choice that is the best choice, the most ideal, seems to get brighter and not burn away. It seems to get energized by the bonfire, where the others disappear. Another one is to use that laser light, that torch, and shine it on each of the choices, and the one that is the best choice seems to get brighter and brighter. So you can use, so let's try those three, and you know, that's the thing, you can try each one and get used to it, and over time you'll be able to make the right choices, because partly actually the choices you make are going to be also based on the now. So, although in a way you're trying to find, see the future of each choice, you're not really being shown exact futures. You're just being shown that this, the energy of that choice, leads to more evolution of energy, whereas that choice doesn't. It goes to a dead end, which would be karma. So I'm sure there's a choice you've got in your life right now. You're or you could think of a choice that, you know, you've had to make, or you know that is coming. So use this technique for that choice. Okay. Have you all got some choice to test? Yeah. If you haven't, then you're doing nothing in your life. You've got nothing to choose. You can make something up. All right. So imagine again the bubble of light. Now this time, imagine several, a choice that you have to make. A choice between two or more things or activities or paths. And in your own timing, test out the best choice by imagining that you are on a path of white light and that it forks into the different choices. And then test it with a bonfire of white light, and then test it with a laser beam of white light. through your feet into the earth. Affirm that you are guided by the light throughout your life as you come back. Any feedback from anyone?
Very exhausted after the day now. Mm. Really, really tired.
Yeah.
Mm. I was like double checked and triple checked. But yeah, that kind of took a lot of energy.
Remember, you know, whenever you reach towards more light, you're also closing down other pathways, and it takes a lot of effort, you know, to close down alternate parallel realities. Okay, next one we'll do back to kind of anatomical stuff. We'll focus this one on the nervous system and the brain. And in an earlier stage of the world, when light was actually being created, because before then there was not light as we know it. I won't go into the details of that, but light was formed in our world, in the universe, in our solar system. That light, when it formed, also separated into degrees of light, higher light and lower light, shadow light. Now some of the light also split into two energies. One was, it retained one part, just remained as light. It was, a light obviously connected to the rhythms of the sun. The other energy though that split from this light, so one remained as light, the other that split fell deeper and became electricity. So electricity, which science doesn't fully understand, it says it's the flow of electrons, free electrons in a conductor, in a metal. That's just a, you know, a physical theory. Electricity is trapped light, light energy that has become trapped in an earthly world. So effectively all your nerves are carrying electricity. Small tiny voltages are across your cell membranes, and the current flowing down your nerves is of the order of, you know, tiny milliamps. Much smaller actually, it's millivolts, but you know, like tiny microamps. But added together, actually, the electricity in your body is, have you heard of static electricity, how much static you have? You've got thousands of volts static, you know. It doesn't kill you, you don't put a shock on anyone, but sometimes people are sensitive enough and hold enough static to damage electrical equipment, or sparks come off them. Now, what would happen if there was too much jammed or stuck electricity in any part of your nervous system?
There wouldn't be a flow.
Wouldn't be a flow. So you can get symptoms, common symptoms of nerve tension, muscle spasms, stress, headaches, just general neck stiffness is one big common area. Of course, physical diseases like multiple sclerosis. Mm-hmm. You know, and generally, you know, it's exhausting because it's like having, a high intense electricity flowing in your brain. It doesn't rest the nerves because the nerves have what's called a refractory period. That is when the action potential or the nerve signal is firing down the nerve, it then needs a period of quiet, which is called a refractory period, where there is no electricity going down that nerve, and it recycles the minerals across the cell membrane ready for the next electrical action potential. So when people have too much electricity and it's flowing too rapidly, and the synapses are also chemically transforming the nerve signals, What happens then is that that reduced refractory period means the nerves aren't resting. They then have to use up a lot of etheric energy. That's the energy used to generate this electricity. That's the chemical and the mineral energy. So over time, the nerves basically dry up and get exhausted. So in this technique, we need to rest the nervous system as well, but balance the electricity, and we'll visualize the light as if your nerves are now carrying light signals and not electricity. You're then raising the vibration of the electricity back to a higher level of its previous existence as light. What that light does automatically is it knows how to flow, when to flow, and when to stop flowing. Whereas electricity tends to get stuck. Electricity tends to experience static, whereas light doesn't tend to have the same behaviour. It flows easier. See what happens.
So why would some people have excess electricity?
Well, because they're, say, storing too many belief systems, they've got too many memories, they've burdened their nerves with action potentials, and they keep thinking, they keep active, you know. So basically, they're not physically stopping thinking. One thing to realise is the ability to stop thinking. I mean, what part of you has the ability to not think? Is your higher self.
Mm.
Your higher self actually can kill a thought, can end a thought. But what is the situation where someone can't end a thought? Those include worry, obsessive compulsive thinking, constant regurgitation, constant thinking. That's what most people are doing, aren't they? Monkey mind and all that. So, and they think, well, I can't stop thinking. I can't stop thinking about this or that. I can't stop worrying. The inability to not to stop thinking is a weakness of their higher self not being present enough in their brain. Because technically you should receive thoughts. You shouldn't have to keep thinking a thought. Your brain should be empty between thoughts. And the thoughts are coming from above there. So really what you need is a quiet brain, like a mirror. Yeah, so in healing techniques you can visualize light flowing through their brain, that part of their nervous system, loosening the static electricity, relaxing and resting their nerves. Yeah. Okay, so now in this one, put your focus then in your head to your brainstem and spinal cord, the whole of your central nervous system. And as you do that, ask to sense how much stuck or static or abnormal electricity is in your brain right now. You may sense it's quite tiring and painful, all the electricity in your brain. Whenever you're ready, just ask to convert, to raise all that electricity back to light so that your brain is carrying light, not electricity, as it signals. to imagine all parts of your brain are carrying light. If any parts of your brain, little areas here or there, feel dark or have jammed electricity, send the light to them. As if you're imagining your brain is like a big house with lots of rooms. Visualize light is in all the rooms. Sense also that your brain is now therefore using less energy, as if it doesn't need as much energy to generate light signals compared to all the electrical signals before. So your brain is quieter. Imagine your feet on the ground as you come back. What else? Got time for one more, but any feedback? Yes, most people hang on to their denser, you know, more electrical, you know, recirculating thoughts. Most people are just recycling the same thoughts they've had years ago, year on, year on. So there's nothing new, and that leads me to the next meditation, and that is to receive new thoughts. They come from the spiritual world. So in this one, what we're going to imagine is, and most of you know that concept, the ones who turn up, you know, being in the course, that is cosmic thinking. So you visualize let's say it could be, focus it on an area that you want more inspiration on. Maybe you need some knowledge about a particular area of your life or about a subject. Imagine thoughts descending from above, from the planets, the stars, and the spiritual world. In fact, from higher spiritual beings. And as those thoughts land, imagine they create bursts of white light when they land on the surface of your brain. Another thing you can imagine, you know, like when you're walking on snow and you look back and you've left a footprint, you imagine the thought from above is literally causing an impression into the surface of your brain etherically. It's like the brain is shifting energetically, chemically, and with the light and electricity with each thought that lands. Then imagine that light circulating through your brainstem, down your neck, down your spinal cord. And as it does so, that opens up and releases blocks, like learning blocks and childhood and development blocks. Effectively, what you're trying to do is re-coordinate your central and peripheral nervous system. Because that's what should have happened earlier in life. And everyone has limitations and blocks there. I.e. you don't follow through what you're thinking. And then imagine that light from your spinal cord travelling down your nerves, the peripheral nervous system, into your limbs, into your body, and physically doing something, i.e. the thought leading to action. And then imagine that light flowing out of your hands and so on, into the world, into the activity. The activity becomes white light, like we did earlier. So we're just completing the circle. And then when that happens, all kinds of things, other things happen over time as you repeat these or do it. And that is your brain gets quieter and ready for the next inspiration. And every burst of white light that your brain, shows, higher beings are looking at what you're doing with that energy and then are ready to transmit something new to you that you weren't ready for before because you hadn't completed the last lot. So everything you complete and ground opens you up for even higher energies from the spiritual world. So it becomes an ongoing evolution of channeling, basically. You're channeling everything then. I have no idea what I'm about to say next. It's all channeled. So let's imagine then.
How come, say, like, people on the same wavelength, would they receive, could they group, please?
Don't think about others, just think about yourself.
No, but...
Alright, no, but in one sense, yes, we're all ready for more collective channeling. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you are grounding something from the spiritual world, chances are someone else is also grounding similar energies, because these energies are too powerful, too vast, to land into one person alone. That person, if they landed it all into you, Karen, you'd blow up. We'd all have Karen splattered all over the wall. Right.
Fight, Karen.
Yeah. So, visualize that. Now this time you're going to ground inspirations from the spiritual world, channeled thoughts. And channeling isn't just about having an idea, it's about applying it. So ask to receive some new channeled information from the stars, from the higher spiritual beings in the spiritual world. And as you do so, imagine thoughts of white light are landing on your brain and creating an impression, creating a spark. Sensing that beam, that thought form, is now travelling through your brain. Your brain is like a quiet, still lake, or is made of glass, allowing that light to easily descend, travel through your brainstem, down your spinal cord, and into your nerves, towards your arms and legs. Everything in you is like a glass, transparent. Asking to complete that circle by action, acting on that thought form, and the activity you do, visualize it, is made of white light, brought down to earth. As you ground that activity, sense also that your brain is ready, your crown chakra, for the next inspiration from the spiritual world, i.e. you've opened yourself up as a continual channel. By projecting into your heart, into your energy, words of affirmation that you are worthy to receive higher vibrations. Have faith and trust in your importance as a soul, a spiritual being on earth. Higher beings rely on